I'd like to call this meeting, February 24th, 2022, meeting of the City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals to order. This is a quasi-judicial board proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in, and witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of this Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to our decisions must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. If you have any cell phones or noise-making devices, please silence them at this time. At this time, I'd like you to please stand for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for this time to come together as a board of this city and to do the business of this city. We ask you to give us wisdom to make good and right decisions. Father, I pray for every leader of this city. Father, that you give them wisdom and give them a heart to lead us in the way that you would have. Father, I ask your blessings on every marriage and every family in Savannah and Chatham County. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have before us the minutes from the January 27th, 2022 meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Jarrett made a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Condon. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall, are you online?
I'm here.
Wow.
Yes.
Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones? Is Mrs. Jones tuning in from home?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes.
Motion passes and the minutes are approved. Next, we had the approval of the final agenda. To hear a motion to approve the final agenda as you see before you.
Motion to approve the final agenda.
Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the final agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Plunk. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the final agenda is approved. If you're going to give testimony today here, or if you're at home, will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Okay. All right, the first item on the agenda is the variance request to the minimum yard rear setback for an accessory structure. This is for 707 East 54th Street, 22-000202.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members, Melissa Leto, MPC staff. This item is regarding 707 East 54th Street. The applicant is requesting a variance to the minimum rear yard setback requirement for a one-story accessory structure pool house. The property owner is proposing currently constructing a two-story single-family residence. The intention is to construct a detached accessory structure pool house and a pool on the subject property in the rear. This would be the rear yard. The applicant is requesting a 1 foot rear yard setback, where in RSF 6, 5 feet is the minimum rear yard setback requirement for an accessory building. The subject property is located between Harmon Street and Waters Avenue, facing the south side of East 54th Street, with East 54th Lane located to the rear of the property. The parcel is in the Ardmore Gold Estates, Allen Heights neighborhood. It is a lot area of 6,296.91 square feet, with an average depth of approximately 104.95 feet and an average width of 60 feet. The one-story accessory structure pool house shown on the proposed site plan submitted for the front yard variance request that was approved the ZBA here on October of 2021 had a size of 24 feet by 24 feet in square footage with a 5-foot rear yard setback, which was complying. The petitioner has revised the size of the accessory building to 22 by 22 feet in square footage with a 1-foot rear yard setback. The property owner supplied an illustration of the site plan that was previously approved, showing the pool house complying with the 5-foot rear yard setback, and then to the right, showing his justification to have a 1-foot rear yard setback, similar to his adjacent neighbor at 711 East 54th Street. The staff finds that the requested variance will place a 1-story pool house 1 feet from the public right-of-way on East 54th Lane, where access to trash pickup, utilities, and fire safety are required. The proposed pool house would also be positioned 4 feet closer to an existing accessory structure that is located on the rear property line directly across the East 54th Lane from the subject structure. So right here. The property has sufficient space to conform with the RSF6 design standards. The accessory building pool house does not require a 1-foot setback to function efficiently on the subject parcel. The proposed pool house could easily meet the minimum 5-foot rear yard setback requirement and would not require the subject variance. Staff conducted a site visit of the East 54th Lane within the subject block. This is the adjacent property right to the corner on East 54th Street, where they have a accessory building that meets the 5-foot requirement. And staff has found that there are 10 parcels within the subject block that share the East 54th Lane. There are 7 parcels within the existing accessory structures that have setbacks of less than 5 feet on that lane. This is one of them. That's the same property. And then this is their adjacent neighbor, 711 East 54th Street, with an existing accessory structure. The existing accessory structures were built prior to Savannah's new zoning code. Having an additional accessory structure closer to the public right-of-way is further reason as to why there should not be any further rear yard encroachments toward the East 54th Lane. And based upon the review criteria, staff recommends denial of the requested variance for 707 East 54th Street. Staff is here for any comments, to answer any questions, as well as the applicant, property owner, Mark Guglioso. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff? Go ahead, Mr. Jared.
Oh, can you tell me about how far the ones that do encroach into the right-of-way?
The adjacent neighbor is 1 feet, but the others seem like they were either 1 feet or right on the property line.
All right, thank you.
You may not know this, but do you know the reasoning behind the change in the ordinance where it requires the 5-foot setback? What's the thinking behind that?
I'll have Mr. Lotson answer that question.
I think the thing that stands out here is in some of our traditional neighborhood districts, there is a lesser setback for lanes because that's a more typical pattern in a single family district in, you know, more midtown and suburban areas where in some cases there are lanes and accessory buildings. There is a greater setback because that's not a typical pattern.
Okay. Mr. Plunk, do you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. You said there were 10 parcels on this lane. Of those 10 parcels, seven of them already had rear setbacks that were within 1 or 2 feet. And then one of the remaining parcels is the one we're hearing about today. And then two of them have setbacks that are the 5 feet. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Are there any other questions for staff? All right. Would the applicant please come forward and sign in and state your name for the record?
Good morning. My name is Mark Kolyatsa.
Morning.
Just a quick couple notes here. When we staked out the accessory unit and looked down the lane, we realized that none of the other accessory units were within the 5 feet setback. So I went on SAGES and I did some research. Two of the three accessory units that are actually on our side of the lane were actually over the lot line. The third one, which is our direct neighbor at 711 East 54th, that has the 1 foot setback, that was the third one. Across the street on the 55th side of the lane, there's a church that takes up pretty much half of the block. That is less than a 5 foot setback as well. And then the other accessory unit on that side is the corner lot at 702 East 55th. And that is also well under the 5 foot setback. So just to clarify, all the accessory units on this block, both sides, are well under the 5 foot setback. The final point is on the right of way for public service. I measured from the end of the accessory unit of my neighbor at 711 East 54th, which is the 1 foot setback. I measured from his accessory unit across the lane to the fence, which runs across my lane as well. And that was 18 feet wide. So in this area, that's a pretty wide lane for this area. That's all that I have for you guys.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the petitioner? I've got a question for you, sir.
Yes.
You had this approved before with the five foot setback. Why have you changed? What's behind that?
The only answer I have for you that is it's the first time that I built something. It probably should have been caught by my architect and builder beforehand. But again, when we staked it out and we looked on the lane, we saw that there was quite a difference between our accessory unit and all the other accessory units.
But is it causing you any kind of hardship to meet the 5 feet? I mean, you had it like that before.
No, we're just trying to stay consistent with all the other accessories and would like the, a little bit larger yard.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? Raise your hand for me to recognize. I'm sorry, can you say that again? If you're online, use the raise your hand feature. No members of the public with you. Mrs. Jared, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I'd kind of like to ask Mr. Lofton a question. Is this another area where we should go back and take a look and see if our zoning is, if we need to do any special zoning in this area?
I would be cautious about that, Ms. Jarrett, because I think one thing that we have to remember is that a lot of the neighborhoods in this area, based on their age, there are some non-conforming situations. I don't believe, however, because keep in mind that the changes to the development standards are going to affect all the properties within those districts. So I think it may be important to kind of identify whether or not there is a significant pattern of nonconformity. But I would probably be hesitant about, okay, I guess, changing the rules in order to bring those, especially accessory building nonconformities, into compliance.
One more question.
I think we might want to be more concerned about, for example, there were some buildings that were said are either on the property line, maybe appear to be in the lane. That's something that needs to be addressed not by allowing them to be there, but getting them, you know, where they should be, in my opinion.
Understood. Is there a requirement for parking on this street, off-street parking on this?
Yes, for this residence, there is a requirement for off-street parking.
Okay, has he accommodated that at all?
I think I'd let the applicant answer that. I don't recall from this, his house plan, if that is accommodated, but I'd let him answer that if he can.
Yes, we parking in the front. We have a driveway in the front of the yard, the front of the property.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mr. Evans, do you have any questions or anything you'd like to say?
No questions.
Mr. Plunk?
No further questions, no.
Mr. Condon, you have anything you'd like to say?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No.
Mrs. Jones, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Well, at this time, the chair will entertain a motion. Somebody to feel strongly might like to make one.
Motion to accept petitioner's request.
All right, Mr. Plunk has made a motion to accept the petitioner's request for variance. Is there a second to the motion?
Second the motion.
Mr. Condon has seconded the motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
No.
Mr. Evans, how do you vote?
I vote no.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
No.
And Mrs. Jones?
No.
Okay, the motion fails. Would someone else like to make a motion?
I'll move to deny.
Go ahead.
I'll move to deny.
Mr. Evans has made a motion to deny the request for a variance. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Jarrett. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the request for a variance is denied. Next, we're going to hear the variance request for 7227 and 7229 Central Avenue, 22-000230.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. My name is Nirav Gandhi. I don't know that I've presented for y'all before. Started with MPC about 2 months ago. So just introducing myself. Petition here. All right, so just to locate you, this is on Central Avenue. So these two parcels have frontage on both Central Avenue and Skidaway Road. There's some apartments over on this side here, and there's like a neighborhood back this way. But the two streets kind of meet down farther here. So this variance request, let me see if I can get an aerial view, will make more sense. They are requesting two variances for this property. So there are currently two homes on these properties. Let me blow this up a little bit. There are two homes on these properties, one on each property facing Central Avenue currently. What the petitioner is wanting to do is basically to cut the lots and basically make it like this and have four houses, four lots, one on each lot. Each lot would be a resulting 5,000 square feet and 43 feet across in lot width. So currently, just for some reference, on the Central Avenue side, these are the two houses. They're currently both unoccupied. This is from the Skidaway Road side. You can kind of see the whole extent of the stretch here that would be split into two houses. These are pretty narrow lots, both of them. They are both non-conforming currently. So these lots, lots that are zoned RSF6 are supposed to have a lot width of a minimum of 60 feet. These ones are both already 43 feet, so they're both already non-conforming. You know, this wouldn't be increasing the non-conformity of these two lots, but we would be basically creating two more non-conforming lots down on this side. Both of the lots are also about, so one lot is 0.22 acres in size, and this one is 0.26 acres in size. So the minimum lot requirement for these lots in RSF6 is 6,000 square feet. As I said, the resulting lots would also, all four of them, be 5,000 square feet. So they basically need a variance for both the lot size and the lot width, because they would both be below the minimum for that zoning. So just wanted to make a note that the lots could be split into three without a variance by basically making these two 6,000 square foot lots. As I said, they're already non-conforming. So we're not adding to the non-conformity of the lots, basically, if the applicant was to cut them this way. And they would be able to create one new lot on the Skidaway Road side. But that's just something they could do if this variance is denied.
What is the depth requirement? If you were to split it like you've got it there, does that give the required depth?
I don't believe there's a required depth. It's just the lot area size needs to be 6,000 square feet.
Just width and square footage.
There is a, yes, yes, sir.
Because is there not? Sometimes on some of the ones we hear, there is a depth requirement.
Maybe Mr. Monson can.
Mr. Chairman, the only dimensional requirements for lots is going to be width and area.
Universally?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions for staff?
All right, let me roll back up to here. I do want to mention while I'm up here that we did get quite a few calls and some letters from neighbors in opposition to this. I've got a letter here from Ms. Carita, excuse me if I'm saying that wrong. Some correspondence here, which you guys should have been provided in the packets there. As well as some correspondence here from Mr. Norman Luden Jr. We also have a petition that was sent in with 12 signatures, I believe, from neighbors and adjoining properties that are opposed to this motion. I'm guessing some of them are here in the audience. yes, and I believe the applicant is here too. So if you have any questions for us, though, I can answer them.
All right, I don't think there's any questions for staff. Would the applicant please come forward, state your name for the record, and sign in? The applicant.
The applicant.
Yes, sir.
Actually, I will represent the applicant. Well,
okay. Sign in and state your name for the record.
I've already signed in on the sheet there. I'm Jamie Stuckey, professional land surveyor. I'm with Stuckey Land Survey, and I'm actually doing the layout here for the owner. This subdivision was actually divided in the 40s, and it was all family land, and it was all done. And why these two lots were made smaller than the others, nobody knows. But they've always had the same houses on them that were on. The other lots have all been split in half, and my owner was just trying to follow what the other lots had done, even though the zoning didn't match what he wanted to do. The others in this area have been cut in half over the years. So that was our intent, was just to follow the pattern that had already been set for the other lots, because these were non-conforming. They were designed as 43-foot lots back in the 1942. Robert Genlap did the plat. And at the time it was done, the whole family, they had it divided up for different family members. And they were all different sizes. The intent is he's just wanting to divide it into four lots. There appears that there are driveways already on Skidaway Road, and there are drives on Central Avenue. Let me correct myself. There's houses on Central Avenue. There are already driveways on Skidaway. So the driveway cuts are already there for both lots. There appears there were some auxiliary structures on those back lots previously. So it's really not going to change drainage or anything like that, because there were already stuff there back in the day.
Okay. Are there any questions for the petitioner or his representative? Go ahead, Mrs. Jarrett.
Are there driveways on off of Central for the two houses that exist?
There currently is one for the one house. The other house over here does not have a driveway at the moment.
Does it have room for a driveway?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay.
And I believe the owner would be willing to put a driveway in if that would suffice the board here. That's not a, it just has never had one.
Any other questions for the petitioner? Okay, thank you very much, sir.
No problem.
Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? If you will, come forward, ma'am, and state your name for the record.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Claritha Haynes, and this is my husband, Peter. I'm a little embarrassed to say that I completed the MPC Academy in 2007. Not sure if this still exists, but when we initially received this notice, I really didn't understand what was being proposed. So I called the MPC and I asked them to give it to me in layman's terms. Then I submitted a letter of protest that should be in your packets explaining my understanding of the possible impact of this proposal. So today I wanted to briefly share my personal thoughts and also submit an updated petition signed by residents of Central Avenue and Skidaway Road. I grew up in Sandfly, and as we used to say, with a hop, skip, and a jump, I'd be back to my childhood home, which my sister currently lives, or if I just walk through my current backyard, cross Skidaway Road, take the path by Ms. Gertrude's house, I'd be back to my childhood home. I left Sandfly for a few years after I married this fella, but I convinced him to purchase the lot at 7231 Central Avenue, where we built our home, raised two daughters, and have lived there for the past 34 years. During this time, we've been involved in everything Sandfly, from participating in the Sandfly Community Betterment Association, organizing and leading several Girl Scout troops, installing our gateway entrance sign, making sure our two cemeteries are properly maintained, dedicating our historical marker at the intersections of Skidaway Road, Central Avenue, and Montgomery Crossroads that highlights the Central Avenue as the main route for the industrial streetcar system in the late 1800s. I actually wrote a poem titled Why I Love Sandfly at the dedication ceremony. I could go on, but I think you understand our love for and our commitment to this community. Along with our home, there are three other homes that would be directly impacted by this proposal, because the proposed new housing would be placed directly between our homes. Mr. and Mrs. Wooden at 7225 Central Avenue has lived there 34 years. Her aunt, Ms. Charzetta, who lived at 7227 Central Avenue, which is currently vacant, was the neighborhood beautician when I was a child. Mr. Green at 7224 Skidaway Road currently lives in his childhood home after returning to Savannah 32 years ago. Ms. Bernice Spaulding at 7232 Skidaway Road has lived there more than 60 years. This proves that we all have lifelong connections to this one small area. We are all in our twilight years and certainly wish to keep our neighborhood as close to our normal as possible. If you've ever been to Sandfly, you know it's a lovely little quiet area with few problems, good neighbors, just a great place to live. As stated in my initial letter, we welcome new neighbors, but would like to keep our lot sizes as is so we can keep being social, but also maintain our social distance. I'm not sure what the property value changes would occur with this proposal if it were approved, but I gotta tell you, we value the property more than we value the property's value. I understand this is business, but whenever I have to make a decision that could impact others, I ask myself, suppose it was you. So if you or any of your loved ones live where I live, would you want the lot size right next to your home decreased in order to squeeze in two additional houses? I respectfully suggest that you would not. And then just to comment on the young man up there, he said that lots were cut in half. I'm not really sure of that. We've been there 34 years and we purchased from Mrs. Luton. And my understanding of the other lots right next to us were owned by the Kemps. And also, I don't recall 34 years I've been there, any auxiliary structures on the Skidaway side. It looks like maybe they started, there was like a little cement block, like maybe it had a little storage shed or something. It was a very small cement block there. And also, I'm not sure about the room for the driveway in that house at, I think, 7225. Because the owner, Miss Charlesetta, our beautician, she always had to come in from the Skidaway roadside. She never had an entrance to come in and park on the Central Avenue side. So I want to say thanks to the MPC staff for returning my calls and answering our emails. And I want to thank you all for listening to our concerns. And thank you for your consideration in posing this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? Come forward, please. And you will sign the list and state your name for the record.
Mr. Chairman, real quickly on that auxiliary structure, I think we had, I had a picture maybe at the back here. Yeah, this is the only pad I think we found in the back, okay. Which was this kind of like pretty small. It's probably was a shed, if anything, auxiliary structure there.
Okay. Please come forward, ma'am.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Bernitha Wooden. I am the niece of Charles Zetter and Carl Kemp, who were the owners of the property, the said property, 7227 and 7229 Central Avenue. My uncle purchased 7 Central Avenue back in the late 30s. And then he went on to purchase 7229 Central right around 1940, so. And he purchased 7225, where I reside, the two of us, and 1949. So these are family property purchased by my uncle Carl Kemp. He then later scratched out further for the backyard area, which was going adjacent to Skidaway. He purchased that property somewhere around the late 30s as well. That was all one lot considered under 7227 Central Avenue. He purchased this property, meaning that it was just family property for him and my aunt. The property that we're under, my uncle was an entrepreneur. He was a brick mason and he built homes and he rented homes. And back in the late 30s, early 40s, zoning and what have you, the houses could be, you know, small size lot. But he had a problem with that, and that's why he extended out a little. Since then, the zoning changed to make lot size a little larger for that particular area. Back in 2006, when I wanted to extend the property where I live, the property where I live also had a garage apartment and it was rented out. And at this garage apartment, I was told our property is 0.215 acre. And I was told that I had to demolish the garage apartment in order to do any kind of restructuring on 7225. This was a bit devastated because I wanted to use that property for storage and some other uses that I had in mind at that time. But the house that I was living in just wanted to do some updates on. End of story, in order to move forward, 7229A, which was the garage apartment, had to be demolished. Now, this was back in 2006. And here we are in 2022. And you're wanting to go backwards instead of forward with leaving lot sizes a little larger for assessment on just what should be in this area because of not wanting to change the demographic of what's actually existing there. 2022. Why are we even addressing this? I really don't understand it, even receiving the letter in the mail based on what I had to do to be in compliance back in 2006. So I'm asking you, and my husband is asking as well, that you oppose this because this was not the vision of my aunt and uncle. They believed in family and they believe in being able to have your children run around in safe areas and safety concern. Even now, our street itself, Central Avenue zoning, street zoning for speed limit is 25 miles per hour. And we have tons of cars coming through and they're going, no one is going 25 miles per hour. And we've called, especially Claritha and her husband have called the police and I've called trafficking to try to get some things changed about that. I don't mean to veer off the subject, but the matter is that laws are being broken and nothing is being done about it. And now you're wanting to go even further with changing what's been established in this particular community. So I'm asking you,
and I'm asking as well,
for you to oppose this proceeding. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? If you're online, please use the raise your hand feature and I'll recognize you.
Mr. Chairman, just to reiterate, staff is recommending denial for this or for both of the variance requests.
Right. No other members of the public wish to speak. Would the petitioner like to come and say anything about the public comment? Respond.
Again, I just want to reiterate that the other lots in this, when this was divided, all the lots were laid out. The other lots have been divided so that they're because of the length. And, we were just trying to follow a pattern here that was already established previously. We don't think there's going to be any impact to the surrounding houses or the traffic because these lots are going to face getaway. We are willing to put the driveway in on the lot that is missing one, so that it will on Central Avenue, so it will have access and off-street parking.
Okay.
Y'all have any more questions for me?
I do.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mr.
So you're saying the primary reasoning for wanting to have the lot subdivided in two is just kind of to fit what you perceive to be the pattern. Is there any other incentive for why specifically you want to do two structures there instead of one larger one?
Of course, we can build two structures. And, you know, it would be two more, these are going to be rental properties probably, or, you know, at least at the onset. And I don't know that they're going to be built immediately. It may be several years down the road, because I know Mr. Chang is working on renovating the two that are there now. Those are in progress of trying to be renovated.
Does maintaining it as one lot on that side restrict you from developing it at all as a single unit?
No, sir, it does not. Other than, you know, it's it just made the lots a little bigger. But, you know, we were just, the other lots were just split in half as you go through there and look at the way they were done.
Thank
and
you.
And the lady was correct. This was all owned by the Kemps back in the 40s. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time we'll enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I do want to clarify, at this point in time, they can by right split off the back part of the property, this getaway part of the property, into one lot, correct?
Yes, ma'am. If like this this variance request were to be denied, they would be able to basically cut the lot like that. As I said, they'd have three. So this lot would be a conforming because it would be, you know, over 6,000 square feet, which is the minimum, obviously wider than 43 feet. These two lots would still keep their 6,000 square feet. And then, of course, they're already legally non-conforming 43 feet. We're not changing that. So, you know, that would be doable. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Evans, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
Mr. Plunk?
No, sir.
Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No.
Mrs. Jones, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I would like to know, are they talking about single family housing or multiple family housing on those lots?
These would need to be single family dwellings, or the minimum lot area would need to be increased to accommodate more dwelling units.
Do you have anything else you'd like to ask, Mrs. Jones?
Because it just seemed as if it would be a bit crowded to have it that way with four or three.
Okay.
And that's all I needed to say.
Okay, thank you.
Also, this is RSF6, so only single family dwellings would be allowed anyway on these lots.
Right. There's no other board discussion. Would someone like to make a motion?
I second Betty Jones.
Mrs. Jarrett has made a motion to deny the request for variance. Is there a second?
Betty Jones, I second.
Mrs. Jones, is there any discussion on the motion? Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes and the request for variance is denied. Being no other business on the agenda, I'd like to declare this meeting adjourned.